Hi, everybody. This is Roddy Amatron from the Creation Lightship. So here we are again, another wonderful evening. So tonight's kind of devoted to our call-in people and also fast chat. So we'd like to do a paranormal show. So if you have any paranormal questions or things in the past that maybe you felt was funny or strange or anything like that, we may be able to shed some more light on that experience for you. So, let's first do an emotional clearing. So, here we go. This is going back 5 days in your life. So, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a pain body. So, remember, all these energies stay with you until they're released. So, whatever you experience in your life, it has some type of energetic energy to it, and somewhere in your body, it's holding it, it's storing that energy, storing that experience, okay, and what it meant to you at that particular time. This is why you want to release these out of these invisible energetic bodies. Then when they get filled up, they leak into your physical body, so your body then takes them on, and then when you have children, that gets passed on to them. And so on down the line. So you're living the life of all of your ancestors' stuff. So the baggage that you have is not your own. It's everybody else's in your genetic line. So you're coming here basically innocent, and you got this load of, you know, hundreds of thousands of ancestors, and you wonder why you're dealing with stuff in your life. It's not because it's yours. It's because they gave it to you, and you inherited these wonderful gifts of suffering and trauma. So here we go. Let's do a pain body again. So pain body cleared 5 days ago, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday, today cleared. Let's do a trauma body. Normally the emotional body clearing takes care of the trauma, but this is for people who are deep in trauma, maybe past their head. So 5 days ago cleared, they're sinking in it. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do another clearing here. We'll do a clearing with parallel lifetimes. So we're going to do cloned planets that are Earth planets, and we will do cloned physical bodies. So here we go. So we'll clean off five of these for you, out of probably a couple of thousand that you may have, but five is a benefit. And just think of a pain that you have in your body or something like this, and your spirit will take away that energy. So it's gonna, you're going to be pulled out of that parallel lifetime. So here we go. Parallel lifetime number one, being brought back, two, three, four, and five. And this is cloned Earth planets with the clone body like yours with your spirit in it. So this is a spirit healing for yourself. Now we're going to do the same clearing, but it'll be on planets of the darkness that are not like the Earth, okay? A strange planet to you with a clone body like yourself. This would be like watching TV and you see like Stargate or other movies where people travel to different planets, okay? So it's unknown to them what they're getting into. So this is what this will be like for you. So here we go. First planet release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release. And now we'll do a planetary clearing. This is for your body. Remember, the parallel lives are your spirit. And the planets are your body, how they're connected to the dark side planets. And they could be aliens, actually, as a planet. That's another way of looking at it. And these energies are what bring up your natal chart, etc., controlling you, okay? So these are the controlling planets, thousands of them that are working with you. We'll get rid of five of these for you. And just think of some place in your body and see how you feel. Your spirit will direct the energy in that way to help to alleviate some of your problems. So first planet released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released. There we go. When I first started doing the planetary clearings on people, I had a lot of women typically that were very intuitive. And each time I'd release one of these here, they would actually, at that time I was, when I first started doing it, I was releasing probably between 200 to 300 of them per person. And they would actually start to feel the lightness back into their body again. When I first start, maybe the first 10 planets, do them one at a time, they would actually say, yeah, I feel my kidneys being released. You know, I feel my heart getting lighter. And so they'd actually be able to tune into where these planets are and where they're connecting these energies to you. Remember, these are energetic cords, psychic attack energies, another way of looking at it. So it just totally depends how you label it, you know. Sometimes the labels that people put on things here are a very soft type of label where you don't really understand what's happening. You know, normally when you talk about your horoscope, was what I call it, you know, what you have in the newspaper, people think, oh, that's wonderful. I can see how my week's going to go. They don't realize that they're heavily controlled, mind-controlled, body-controlled by these planets. It doesn't ring a bell to them. You know, they don't have that consciousness because they weren't ever taught anything. They just think that's a normal process, that you have to be controlled by planets because you have a natal chart. They don't realize that the aliens are doing it to them. So what you finally catch on to it, then you get awakened a little more, have a little more consciousness, and you feel better, and you know what you want to have next. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, Ron, and hi, everyone. Yes, I'm here, and welcome to Friday night. And like Ron said, we would love to take your calls or your questions tonight, and I'll give the number to call. Since it's Friday night, Friday night, we're on station 2. And the number is 888-228-4494. 888-228-4494. And, I see a question on the fast chat, Ron. Are you ready to take a paranormal question?
Okay, I'll put my paranormal hat on here.
Okay.
Okay. So.
All right. So I'm going to try to get this right here. This is from Help on the Fast Chat. It says, Ron, I have a question for tonight. Please explain why we hear running footsteps on the rooftop and hallway of 100 years. I don't know if that's a 100 years old building or what it is. And then the question continues, please explain what happened over here 100 years ago before the current building. I believe we inherited pain and suffering from the dark that terrorized our ancestors.
Okay, normally when you hear footsteps, let's see here. That can also happen right now, this second, okay? You can hear things sometimes. If you watch the movie Possessed, I believe. That's the newest movie out. Is that correct, Sylvia? It's been out for about a month or two?
I don't know, actually.
I saw that movie, and that kind of shows noises and stuff. And I've had people talk to me about that all the time, about hearing some kind of noise. And normally you go to look for it, and it's not there. From my general consensus, what I have heard from people is somehow these energies, I'm not answering the question that was asked quite yet, but most people hear three thumps, typically, three noises in a row. And that might be all that these energetic beings can do. So what can happen is you could be hearing an emotional body of someone making that noise, number one. It could be also... remember, we're in time here, okay? And so being in time, being controlled by time, okay, these noises could come in, or some being could be doing this in our time sequence here, okay? So it could be something physical somewhere else, and the noise is being transferred to us. That's another weird thing that can happen. So what's happened here, it's more than likely it's what Help is mentioning here. I would say that the noises that Help is hearing is from somebody who probably lived there, and they're just making noise. Sometimes they go away when you do a house clearing. They may want to go to the light. It all depends what kind of beings they are, and whether it's an emotional body, whether it's a alien energy. Number two, and number three would be: is it happening on this planet dealing with time control energies? So we have quite a few different ways of looking at it. If you watch that movie Possessed, I had to see it. It didn't bother me at all, typically. Some people got really afraid, and were kind of horrified by what was going on. I saw more of a parallel life. And unfortunately, the person died in it. At the end, it's a true story because they had the regular footage there. What I saw happening was that it was designed for to scare the heck out of people, but I saw it more as a parallel life situation, and where the time was being controlled. It's really weird how the lady at the very maybe last say 20 minutes of the movie, how she was taken out of her bed. Now, if you saw that movie, you know what I'm talking about. Her body, went down a slide. It didn't really flop like you would. Just think if you're in a bed and somebody grabs your leg and pulls you out of the covers, you would first just fall to the ground, and you'd probably wake up. Well, this person, floated out of bed, which indicated to me that the process there was probably done physical controlled mediums involved there, okay? So they probably put her on a slide, but that was not detectable because the time's being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And so when we looked at it, or if you look at it and you see the person going out of the bed, they don't just flop down, okay? They actually get taken and slid out of bed. But since we're in time, they probably, when they cut the time off on us, right, because you're being turned off and off and off and off, right? You're on, off, on, off, on, off. But when you're turned off, they probably moved the body 6 inches, supported it, put the time back on, and you saw the body maybe move a half an inch. And then they moved the body again out of time another half an inch, okay? They supported the body, and so it looked like a really smooth transition, okay? Another weird thing is that the footprints, they had footprints in there. And watching that, knowing, about parallel lifetimes and the time reality that we have here, I was watching it, and they had, I think, I'll just say, maybe two left footprints of some kind of three. It kind of looked like maybe a duck foot or something, okay? And maybe they had two left and one right or something like that. I only saw the movie once, so I can just tell you what I kind of remember. Well, when I looked at it, it kind of reminded me of a cookie cutter type thing, somebody was there, out of time, taking this talcum powder, and they did put the powder around the room, and they just stamped it down to the ground. So that's the first one, stamp, right? And all of a sudden, it appears naturally next time is turned on. And then they got the next foot, just picture a guy holding this cookie cutter thing or, a thing on a stick with a footprint on the bottom of it, right? Like a sponge. Took the second one and stamped that down. Poof, number two comes up. Now you have two footprints. Now the third one was the same, to me anyway, I could be wrong, but look at the same intensity, the same amount of powder on the left side footprint. Well, as this thing walks, you think it would be a little bit less each time. So as you watch a movie, if you do watch it, just notice that this is just a thing where it was taken out of time. So I don't really see it as a ghost, demonic type of thing. I think this is actually a controlled reality of mind control of the dark side, whoever they would be. And you were actually seeing how they can manipulate our time energy, calling it a possession. I hope I got through to all of you. So anyway, that's what I perceive it to be. So, as far as the question from help, I would say that it was probably an entity coming through to scare you, making noise typically, that's all that I could say. I hope that answered your question a little bit. So back to you, Sylvia.
Ron, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Sorry, my phone just did a little funny thing. My phone is having a paranormal experience.
the phone knows.
just to finish with help and their request, they're wondering if there's anything you could do to release the being who may be running across the building.
Yeah, I'll do a quick one here. We'll just see if we can get a hold of it here. It's right now it's not there. So if it's not there this second, I really, in this instant of time, I can't get it. So right now it's not there. So it may come in at a certain time when you're sleeping. Typically, most attacks or things typically happen somewhere between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. So if they come out when it's daylight, typically that's pretty unusual. Normally, you know, it's at night, but they do come out in the daylight too. But to scare you more, remember, they know how to use this dark side or the reality of the darkness. And normally when they change the time, a sequence taking you into a parallel life or stopping time and having something happen so they can insert something into your particular program of your life, then, you know, normally it's done at night, but they do it in the daytime also. So about up to now, that's about all I can do for you, help. So who's next?
Okay, next we have someone on the fast chat called Guest. And they're saying that every night before going to sleep, I always feel someone sleeping next to me. Is that an entity or an alien? And please remove them.
Okay. That seems to be, it feels like more of an entity than an alien to me. Boy. I'll just see if it's there now. Well, it kind of took off. I'll try to grab it here and get rid of it here. There, I got the energy, and it's probably going to be gone. I can't guarantee it 100%, but the energy is not leaving. So we'll see what that does. Sometimes people have programmed into their bodies, their physical bodies, a way to bring these things in also. So you may have your psychic billboard screen transmitting that you want to sleep with somebody. Or to be, you know, cuddled up or something. And when you have that in your psychic billboard, that's what will occur because they read that. But right now, that energy seems to be gone.
Okay, great. We had someone asking, let's see, I can't see the question right at the moment, but I think the question was, are crop circles created by orbs?
Well, I think people say they are. I really haven't done any research on it or looked at it typically. Somehow, whenever I try to look, you know, my mind are just, you know, I don't even want to go there. The energy of looking at it, let me just check right now real fast and just see if it's the same thing as before here. It's a whole different energy when you're in the now when you look at them. When you're out of time and you look at it like, you know, we live our life normally here, you know, that's, you know, in the time frame reality. When you're in the time frame reality, you can see them very vividly. When you're in the moment and I look at it, it's not solidified quite yet. So I guess the most interesting thing for me is when they brought up the octopus energy, I think it was. Or was it the jellyfish? Jellyfish was the last one, I think, about a month ago.
Oh, you mean the crop circle?
Yeah, the crop
circle. Yeah, that had, it was like an imprint of a jellyfish with sitting on the top of the seven chakras.
Yep. So orbs are, so I don't know if orbs are making crop circles or not. I really haven't checked into orbs too much. I only have information for what the light ship wants me to really tune into. So that area is sort of like off base to me. You know, if I really wanted to look, I could, but it's nothing that's for what I'm doing here on this planet really needed. I'm sure if it would be something that would be very negative, it'd also be the same thing. They wouldn't allow me to see it until they're ready to take charge and deal with it. So crop circles is not my forte because I don't have information about them. It's interesting how they brought up the jellyfish, which is what I talk about being on top of our heads, and mind control energies and the dark side interference patterns that we get from them. So back to you,
yeah,
Sylvia.
Very interesting. Before I take up the next fast chat question, I just wanted to mention a very interesting conversation I had with somebody in the last couple of days. Now, this is a person who's never heard of the Creation Lightship, but they're pretty awake and pretty aware. And we got into a conversation. I hadn't mentioned anything about, you know, alien mind control, about any of the kinds of things that you talk about, Ron, or the types of entities or ET parasites and those things that you release. And this person was mentioning that they had seen, because they are quite a good seer, and that they had seen actually from people that were returning from shopping at like a mall, energy that was kind of stuck to them that was alien energy. And they said when they took a look at it, they actually saw that people, you know, in the big shopping mall doing their big Christmas shopping were getting actually, it was all almost as though, like you say, they all had t-shirts on with a bullseye on and they were getting zapped with the alien energy, just messed with, just kind of toyed with and given a lot of negative emotions and things. So when they said that, I thought, I wonder what else this person has seen. And I said, so what other kinds of things have you seen? And then it came out, like the snakes and the parasite, you know, the ET parasite snakes and octopus and slugs and all the types of things that you're clearing on these weekend intensives.
Wow.
And that's the first person outside of you and, you know, a few people from the Creation Lightship crowd that I've ever heard mention that they actually see these things. So I thought that was really very interesting.
Very good.
So, yeah, I just thought I'd mention that. Let's see what we have next. We have Heal is on the fast chat, and she's mentioning that her husband had bad dreams, and they have had noises in and around their house the last couple of days. And then he had bad dreams, and then he, the next day, took a bad fall and detached his shoulder as a result of that. And she is asking if there's any way you can please help or direct her as to what to do, and is also saying that it usually happens, I guess, the noises or the trouble in the sleep between 1 and 3 a.m.
Yeah, that 1 and 3 is a real common time. What can happen is that energies can come in to you from different areas of consciousness, and entities can come in and actually, you know, work with your body because your body wants to get healed. This is a sad thing. And your body will put out on a psychic billboard that, man, you know, I have a problem here, and can you please help me to sabotage myself? Remember I said your body will kill itself to get well, so it could actually transmit that energy out to give yourself a fall so you can get woken up, we'll say. So the body does do that. It's very unfortunate. This is why you want to become more conscious. This is why you want to connect with your spirit to find out what's going on. So, you know, entities are the biggest problem here. These are the emotional bodies. That's what Jesus said. Forgive them, for they don't know what they do. And so for that, he's basically talking about the emotional bodies of people. I would imagine he also talked about the aliens because, you know, he was also involved with those type of beings, too, trying to do stuff on him. So, but the main thing is, as far as what we can, you know, understand right now, is that, you know, the aliens have brought in a lot of energies here, and they prevent the emotional bodies from leaving. That's what the Earth Spirit's doing now, is collecting its energy so it can get rid of these alien interference patterns and, you know, bring back its energies so that it can collect, you know, the emotional bodies of people. So that's probably, I guess, how maybe I could answer that question, I think. It's really unfortunate when the body gets set up to hurt itself. But remember, we have to, some people say, well, you know, you have to go through an experience or a lesson to have the awareness. Well, that's the way most people believe, and the body naturally does that to us. It'll set itself up, you know, because it needs to get the energy released from it, because we don't communicate to our body, and this is what happens. So if something happens to you, like I say, at 1 to 3 in the morning, then you're being messed with. If it happens in the daytime, you can still be messed with. But typically, you know, in the daytime, it's when your body is transmitting around it with that T-shirt on that, please hurt me, because this person, you know, in a sense, will say, I'm a body talking to somebody. I'm saying, you know, I've tried to get this shoulder healed and fixed. I got a lot of negative energy there. I've been trying for 20 years now. The person doesn't get it. So finally, you know, I'm going to set myself up so I get a car accident. And I'll put out in my psychic billboard to have... Interesting. So my line, hopefully I'm on here. So then what happens is you have a soul family, and the soul family then will set yourself up to have an accident to hurt your shoulder. And that's the sad thing. This is why you want to become more spirit conscious, to find out what's happening with you, asking your spirit how you can help to heal the body. So you don't have to go through the situation of trauma, drama, and maybe physical pain, and worse, maybe losing a body part. So it's just, you know, very sad here how people don't connect to their spirits. This is what this show is all about, to get you to connect to your spirits. And this show, for the first-time listener, we're doing some paranormal stuff here. And we're trying to shed some light on what is going on in people's lives, some strange experiences. But this show is basically about getting you more into your body with your spirit. So if you're listening to this on an archive, you may want to listen to some other archives and actually find out what this show is really about. And we get into some of the paranormal stuff. This is why we're doing this particular program, because people just have a lot of questions. So I might as well do it all at one time here. So back to you, Sylvia.
So just relating to Heal's question and request about help for her husband, Annika is on the fast chat recommending using at night the online clearing, using the alien parasite removal page and having that up at night, which is great. And I know we've talked about this before. Some people actually put their computer in their bedroom and just have it run on that program for the whole night. I think it's very affordable. It's something like $30 for the whole month of use, and you can set it up to just run at night, and you can even put more than one, you can, you know, open different browsers and have more than one thing going at the same time. And that way you can also kind of track down who it is that may be interfering with you. For example, you can select from the drop-down menu different races that may be affecting you. You can also do different places where they are affecting you in your body, and all kinds of different things like that. So you can really tailor it, and if you don't know where the attack is coming from, you can just put that you don't know, but you need help. And I think that, you know, for really resolving that, that's an incredible way, because if you go about it, if you just do it religiously, you know, or regularly at night and just kind of go through all those different races and so on, it's really beneficial as far as getting rid of who it is that's bothering you. And like Ron has said, so many of us get tampered with at night. If you have jerking when you're asleep or falling asleep, if you feel kind of pinpricks in your feet, those are some indicators that, you know, something's tampering with you. And so definitely make use of that page for, you know, $1 a day. If you're having that kind of problem, that's an incredible way to basically just clear those energies. And hopefully by you clearing them, what I like about that is that maybe they're not going to bother someone else either. You know, in other words, let's say you determine that one particular race is really doing that kind of thing with you. Well, maybe they're doing that to other people in the area too. And by having the light ship kind of work on that particular thing, they may be helping a great number of people all at once. So that's a great suggestion, Annika. Thank you so much for that. So, Ron, here's the next one I see. And this is from Larry. And he says, I heard a buzzing under my bed. Can I get this entity released?
Boy. It's not there right now. What's probably happening is that these energies, since you're on this show, remember, just by having your computer on, bringing up the screen, you have so much light coming into your room that these things are like leaving, okay? And so just by having, you know, the alien attack page up or something like that would even help you. But just by being on this show, by asking me to do something in the moment right now, so much energy coming into your room that these things probably are not going to show up there. So as I look, you know, I can't really release it until I can find it. So that's kind of the way it works. So I would say that right now it's not there. I don't feel any energy. And all of you out there can even sample your house right now and just do a scan and just see how it feels. It's probably very clear. Because just by having the show on with your monitor turned on, it's radiating all this lightship energy right into your room. This is why you're out of time right now. Remember, they can only affect you when you're in time, okay? And when you're out of time, when you're in the heart, when you're connected that way, and you have your guidance and your communication to your spirit, okay? That's the whole trick, is to connect to your spirit. Once you're connected to your spirit and you're out of time, these energies cannot affect you. And so what we're dealing with here on all paranormal stuff is that you're tuning into all the different cinema pictures and all the different movies, we'll say, of the dark side, this conveyor belt of life on the time-based reality, because that's what you're living. And when you're living in a time-based reality, these things will come into your consciousness. But when you get out of time in the moment, then they cannot affect you. And that's the difference. So on this radio program, if you notice, we've been on the show for over 30 minutes now. Does it feel like 30 minutes to you? Okay? For myself, it doesn't feel like, you know, much at all. I have been in the moment a hard time even going back 5 minutes ago to see what we actually covered. So I'm in the moment. And you might feel the same thing. Like, where'd the time go? You know, your clock is always moving because it's in linear time, and that's controlled by the dark side reality of consciousness. So when you're in the mind, which is time, then these things can affect you. So maybe I answered the question there, hopefully a little differently, Larry, but these things normally will not show up when there's light around, okay? When you're in time, then you're in darkness. And when you're in the darkness, that's their feeding ground. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so New is asking, what does Ron think the Norway sky spiral was all about?
I never saw that, so I don't know. I know there's a lot of stuff out there that are alien energies, alien ships showing up. I may have seen something like that about a week ago. I think I had an email sent to me. I did see something in the sky that had a bunch of alien ships there. So, also, there's a movie out dealing with UFOs, I believe. And there's a person in that that has doll eyes. So you might want to look at that. I don't know if it's out right now or not. But I happened to get somebody, sent me the information. So do look at these characters or the people that are the involved with the movies and look at their eyes. This person had two identical eyes, and they look like glass doll eyes. So right away, is that a person human? Well, hello, you know. Are they a basement person? Are they a clone? But they're not a typical person that's, brought forth, we'll say, by a typical birthing process and genetics. So do watch people's eyes, and you can pick them right out. So that's the key. Remember, the eyes, when you have a spirit in you, will show that glow of energy, and you're going to be able to see a difference. You won't find anything that's identical on both sides, you know, of the eyes, you know. So I can't get too much into that, but anyway, it's quite different to finally get a realization of what's really here and what's controlling us and how they're controlling us. And the only way is to be in your heart center. You know, that's your only way that you're going to be able to have some peace. You may not be able to change anything. The light ship is not going to change anything until it's able to, you know, come down here further. If it can do that, that's why it has ascension. So the ascension is how it's going to bring forth change. Now, whether or not the earth spirit can work quick enough and fast enough to bring change here, that's up to it. And that's the only thing that, is controlling us and the dark side energies is from, you know, what the earth spirit is allowing, or I shouldn't say is allowing. It's come in here, and it's trying now to desperately get rid of it. So before that, I don't think it had the power to do anything, and the light ship is here now helping the earth spirit. So this is what's happening. So, you know, we're just kind of like biding our time until ascension, and I would like to be able to see the earth here, you know, as heaven on earth, which is a possibility. But, I have no way of knowing how fast the earth spirit is going to work and or when ascension is going to be. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. We had another question from New, which was if ET implants can push a button and hurt you also.
And ET implants, what's that again?
Yeah, I think it's whether or not ET implants can kind of push a button and hurt you also. I think that was maybe when we were talking about, you know, things happening like with Heal's husband in the night where...
Yeah. The implants can be time-released, yes.
To go off at a specific time?
Yes, that can happen too. He could have had implants put into him 10,000 years ago. Or we'll just say make it easier, 1,900 years ago for ascension time. It got into the genetics. The aliens abducted his ancestors and said, well, we're not going to have this physical body at that time do the ascension. And so lo and behold, right now that person is born. The implants, remember, are time-related. But to keep remembering that we're dealing with time. And so the implants are time-related. And all of a sudden, the clock is ticking away on it. maybe it's their atomic clock, and bingo, it goes off when you hit maybe 55, 60 years of age, and all of a sudden you go, what's happening to me? Why am I having attacks being done to me, et cetera? It's because they don't want you to do the ascension. So that happens, yes. So there are time-coded, time-based implants that can go off causing these problems. And remember, they're in control of time. They're in control of every moment in time. Okay, not just weeks or days, but every second they're in control of. That's you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. Oh, here's a very nice question from June, asking if trees have spiritual energies.
Oh, that's a good question. Yes, they do. And it's very sad to me to see trees when they get cut down or something, or somebody cuts one of the branches off, and they're too ignorant to know about asking the spirit and telling it, because that spirit gets traumatized of the tree. You know, I look at all the trees, that have been logged. You know, the spirits are gone, but do those people really have a consciousness there, you know? You know, way back when, maybe they were driving Model Ts, you know? And so by killing all of these trees, they maybe got a brand new Model T. Well, the Model T lasted maybe, 10, 15, maybe 40 years, and it got junked. Well, the poor tree could have been here living. Very, very sad to take a life. So that's kind of how I see it. I love seeing trees. Just a side note, I'll just go on for 2 minutes and then we'll get the caller. Here in Mount Shasta, they had a big tree in front of a store. And, the tree was probably about, I'd say, 3 foot in diameter, if not more. It was a pretty old big tree, and it was pushing up the sidewalk. So I drive by one day, and I see all the men around there cutting this tree down. And it's an old, old tree. This is on Mount Shasta Boulevard. And I guess that, whoever the powers to be here in Mount Shasta, instead of, building maybe a little walkway, because the sidewalk was pushed up maybe 6 inches or whatever it was, making it uneven so people could trip, they could have, instead of having maybe 10 people out there chopping the tree down and doing all this horrific things, they could have just built for probably maybe one-tenth the money. They could have built a little wooden walkway or something, or even out of the plastic wood, to cover up and go over the concrete that was disrupted. So on the walkway, on the sidewalk, I couldn't believe, what I saw. Because you can't replace it, How do you replace maybe a, 400-year-old tree or something, But anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I believe that we have a caller in the line. I heard a beep a couple minutes ago. So is someone there?
Hi, it's Twiggy. How are you?
Hi, Twiggy. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I made it to California, okay, and I was just... I have internet at my dad's, but he doesn't have a speaker, so I can't listen in. But I just heard the part about you talked about that tree, and that's really upsetting to me, too, because they do that up where I live in Idaho all the time, and it's just so upsetting when they cut down old trees to build a new building that nobody wants to buy or live in. It's just so upsetting. So I definitely agree with you about that, Ron. But I kind of figured out part of the reason why I've had really bad luck since I went to that interview that I talked about the other night.
Yeah.
I think I was slimed by this guy who got, he just got kicked out of West Point and had to super, super bad luck. And as soon as, I've had such bad luck since I met him. I mean, everything has gone wrong that can go wrong since I met the guy. So does that mean I was slimed by him and that I picked up his bad energies? Because now he's having really good, he took my good luck and I got his bad luck. Does that make sense?
There's
does
a movie happen? Like that.
yeah, that could be possible too. And it could be possible what I'm getting here. Let's see here. I don't know how to bridge this gap here. You might look up what the word handler means, okay?
Handler. Okay.
And so maybe he's looking over you, and maybe somehow he is connected to you energetically or watching you, and maybe that could be part of it also. So you may want to disconnect him completely out of your life. And
I burned his business card, and I deleted all his numbers and emails and texts and stuff out of my system. So I didn't
That's
know.
Good. Okay. You might even go onto the natal chart and put his name in there, and also go into the other clearing, which is the self-empowerment clearing, and put his name in there too, I think.
Okay. Last night I did an entity clearing with him because I just realized, oh, my God, since I met him, my life is just kind of like everything bad that can happen has happened. And now he's getting these calls that I should have had for the flight attendant jobs. You know, he's getting calls where I should be getting them because I'm so much more experienced. And was it an entity that jumped out of, like, into me from him?
I think it's much deeper than entities.
Okay.
I think it's something a lot, it just feels a lot worse, okay? That's
yeah.
what I say. Put his name in there on those clearings.
So which ones were they? I didn't quite. You said self. And what do I do under self empowerment?
Yeah, on the self empowerment, you can put somebody's name in.
Okay.
And also dark side practitioner clearing. Okay. And you can put their name in there to send them love energy and disconnect you.
Okay.
So it feels like he somehow was able to tap into your energy field around you. And transfer that energy to you. I mean, from you to
himself.
Him.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. And so he's resonating now with your energy. And like you said, you feel like you got slimed. Well, I don't think you really got slimed. He just took away part of your spiritual energy to bring forth something for him. So he's like a sorcerer. Okay?
Gotcha.
And so that's why I sort of mentioned also, you know, the word handler. So you might want to check out the word handler. It might be something like that, too, where this person is an overseer to you energetically.
Because last night I did the entity one, and then I was just tearing the cords out of my heart and my body and throwing them back to him. But I don't know. I'm still having not the best luck.
Yeah, well, was he a partner of yours or something?
No, I met him at the flight attendant. It was a recruitment thing. I met him first thing, and I'm friendly, and I talk to everybody. And then he was there after. We just talked and spent a few hours together while we were both waiting to go on the same plane to Chicago from Charlotte, North Carolina. And then he went his way, and I went mine. But then everything just started the next day. I mean, just everything.
Yeah, well, you also mentioned something about some kind of involvement, you know, with some military or something, too, I think.
He was a military, and he got kicked out of West Point because
yeah, well,
of some issues with two different women.
Okay.
Issues.
So
huh?
I won't get into that one. So you might just read the fast chat here. But there's... yeah, you know, what you're talking about is pretty common, okay? Where people take away your energy, live on the energy, take away your good, taking away your life force energy from you. So they're not. I got to rephrase that. They take something out of you, okay? Out of your energetic field, okay?
Uh huh. Okay.
Let's just say that you had an energetic field around you, and you had a cubbyhole, which was for money, okay?
Uh-huh, right.
Like a money magnet, right? Well, he saw the money magnet that you have, and
okay.
He just said, I'm going to take that. So he took the money magnet out of your energetic field, okay? And
mm-hmm.
Now he has it. And so he gave you, in its place, his poor me lack energy, or whatever it would be, and so he's getting it, and you're not. So you need to do that clearing to get your energy back to yourself.
Okay, so which one is it? Because you talked about
I would get in and do the self-empowerment one.
Okay.
And then get on there and put his name in. about how he's doing something. You could write in something there about that energy. And also, I would do dark side practitioner. He is a dark side practitioner, whether he knows it or not, or whether you know it or not, because he's taken away your energy from you.
Yeah.
Okay? And so that's what the dark side practitioner is people that are doing psychic whammies on people, of whatever that would be. And maybe he did a spell or curse on you, you know. There's no way to know, you know. But that's why we have it on the website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I just saw the fast chat. Well, I'm tall and thin, and I look younger than my age, so it's not because I wasn't pretty enough for the job. I look like a flight attendant, so I went and looking the part more like anybody else, and it just he took my positive energy and good luck for himself, and he gave me his bad luck.
Yep, so. Yep. He's a sorcerer, so that's kind of what that would be. Okay.
And I definitely.
And it could be more than that, also, but I can't really get into that too much. But do those clearings, and it'll probably help you. Otherwise, you may be in the same boat for a long time.
Well, that's what I felt like last night. I was like, I finally flashed at me. Oh, my God, he must have, like, given me his bad entities. But because I don't know enough about this stuff, I've just been listening to you since May, so I'm still kind of learning. But it's definitely helped me a lot last night with... I mean, I'm just going through major trauma after trauma. You know, I was like, okay, where did this come from? Because everything was going so well until I met this guy.
Yeah, well, this is an idea, one of the paranormal things that we get into. So I'll check that out. I think we have another caller on, I believe. So thank you for calling, Twiggy.
Is there any quick clearing for me, or just need to
deal with getting psychic whammies and attacks? So see you later.
Thank you.
Yep. So I think I heard a beep a while back. Do we have a caller online?
Maybe they hung up. Anybody there? Okay, well, Ron, we have quite a lot of other questions on the fast chat. So if we can take up some more of those. I know our time is almost out. This is kind of a tough question, but it does relate to the paranormal that we've been discussing, Ron, and that is from someone on the fast chat who's had an experience, as a result of an abduction or something, of having babies. That they've had.
That's very common, yes. Uh-huh.
And they're wondering if they are energetically linked to those, you know, to those babies somehow.
Oh, boy. Okay. We only got a few minutes here. Typically, let's just say that you're a woman and you have your eggs taken from you. Yes, you are energetically linked. Yes. Next question would be, do you often see your children? Yes. They may take you up out of time, remember, abduct you. You may actually see them. I've talked with women who actually were seers, and they actually knew they had children, and they actually physically saw them. And they would normally see them for our age, typically maybe up to the age of, I think the highest one that I've dealt with over the years is maybe when the children are probably between 6 and 10. And then after that... you don't normally see them any longer. But you might see young children, maybe, like 3 or 4, something like that. You may want to actually request to see them periodically. You may not remember seeing them, but yes, you are linked to them. That is correct. And some people feel really blessed because they may not have any children here, but they do have the children somewhere out there. We'll just say it's on some kind of spaceship, UFO someplace, as a hybrid, and they do recognize them. And so that's kind of what I perceive. So, yes, I hope I answered that question. For most women, they don't know about it, or men having their sperm taken, but they do that. I guess the next question, and we'll get off here in a couple of minutes, is why do they do this? Number one, typically they're trying to make a different type of species. Maybe they need a body like ours on a different planet, and they want to make a hybrid. So a hybrid would be an alien life form that we would call an alien combined with a physical life form. Now remember, to us, we are an alien to them, okay? And so they're taking an alien species, which we would be, and bringing it into their gene pool, okay? And they can also change the genes. So what they're doing is they're just experimenting with us to make a different type of life form that might be more compatible to where they want it to be. So that's kind of the way I see that. So they're making maybe a better model of a human or one that might be able to be more adaptable. So, Sylvia, I think our time is kind of running out here. So we have our 8-hour Sunday call coming up here, dealing with alien parasites, etc. If you're interested, you can give me an email, creationlightship@yahoo.com. If you want to get a sampling of what we do, you can go on BBS Archives. I believe it's 11:30:07 and 10:10:08. 11:30:07, 10:10:08. This will be our second one for the month, and then we have one in the next upcoming following Sunday, and we also have a special call on the next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, which will be a 4-hour call. So we have a special price for all of those, and for those of you who are interested in the upcoming Ascension Energies, on January 2nd, for $20, we have a 4-hour conference call, and you can feel the energies coming to the Earth Spirit here for Ascension. So I guess we'll say blessings to all of you. Tomorrow is Saturday. It's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and we'll go to the Lightship just after we get on. So you want to come on a little bit early if you can. So that you're sure to go to it. We normally go to the Lightship the first 5 minutes. So that'll be at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Ron, I think it's 9 o'clock tomorrow.
9 o'clock tomorrow, and that's midnight back east. I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and see you tomorrow night. Bye, everybody. Blessings.
These days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not.